Saga Egmont presents Twice in a Lifetime by Helga Jensen. Read by Caroline Sheen.
Prologue. When I discovered that my husband had been having an affair for the past year with Tanya Tart, she only added the J in there for effect, by the way, there were three options. One, I could cut holes in every pair of Richard's designer jeans and pull Tanya Tart's hair extensions out one by one whilst hoping that the glue was firmly attached to her scalp. Two, sell any of Richard's leftover belongings on eBay along with a story detailing his indiscretions in the hope that people would feel sorry for me. Who knows, someone might bid millions for his sheer and utter crap, including the racing bike and those stupid Lycra cycling shorts that he started wearing on his 45th birthday. Three, or move on graciously, even if it means gobbling enough Nutella to bring on a nut allergy, drinking Pinot Grigio through an eco-friendly straw, and a teeny dabble with Botox. There is also a rather handsome New Yorker in there somewhere too. Naturally, I chose number three. After all, you should always choose the route in which Pinot Grigio and Nutella are involved. Chapter 1. A Cottage in Larne, West Wales. D-Day. It's a beautiful, warm summer's morning outside, but inside my heart feels bitterly cold. As I look at the decree absolute that has just landed on my doormat, I realise that my life has fallen apart. Not even a soothing cup of tea can make things better. Vodka would be so much more appropriate right now. In fact, I believe you should be sent a complimentary bottle of absolute with every decree absolute. Free bottle of wine / vodka / gin, state your preference, with every decree absolute. I would definitely use that as a marketing technique if I were a lawyer. After all, they charge enough. Even this envelope that I am staring at most probably cost enough to save part of the rainforest. Then there's the stamp and the piece of paper inside. I am pretty sure that they were all invoiced at an enormous profit, one that presumably bought the partner's wife a new Jaguar. Of course, I would have preferred a new Jaguar, or to spend the £250 an hour in Dolce & Gabbana on their latest collection, and not at the law firm Thomas & Smith. But life doesn't always turn out the way you planned. If it had, then I would be lounging in a villa in Mustique, beside a sizzling hot Red Arrows pilot, with big strong arms, drinking Cristal and chatting to some celebrity or other. No, forget the celebrities. All I need are those big, strong arms. A hug would make things so much better right now. Sadly, there is no hug, or cwtch, as we like to say in Wales, and I am not in Mustique, not even close. I am, instead, sat in my rather bijou kitchen, eyeing up the dishcloth that needs to be thrown out and wondering how many germs are currently breeding on it. Apparently, it is 200,000 times dirtier than my toilet seat. I googled. Funny what you do to procrastinate when there are divorce papers in front of you. Today feels so final, and even though I knew this day would come, I still feel unprepared. The envelope won't wait for me much longer, though, and I have no choice but to tear it open. I place it to one side where it lies discarded and of no importance. Ironic, as that is actually how I would describe the way I feel about myself right now. My eyes scan across the official letter with its angry-looking big red stamp. Between Amelia Simpson and Richard Simpson. Between the petitioner and the respondent be dissolved by reason that since the celebration thereof said respondent had been guilty of adultery. I don't read the rest of it. There really is no need. I know what happened. Tanya Tart looked my husband up on Facebook, and the rest, as they say, is history. You see, Tanya Tart was in university with Dick. I try not to call him Richard any longer. There is only one word for him, and I feel that sums it up. Not that I am bitter or anything. It all started out innocently enough. OMG! Richard, I found you on Facebook! Or something like that. This was promptly followed by some photos that she conveniently found of the two of them. I should have known then that it wouldn't take long before he...